Federal Way Democrat Mike Pelliciotti started working on easing the Sound Transit bite on disgruntled taxpayers the day he was sworn in as a state representative last year. He should see success Tuesday in Olympia. That's when his bill to lower the cost of car tabs in the ST3 area by $780 million over the next 10 years is expected to leave the House with a bipartisan lift. He says his commitment to cutting those bills is simple.
I just feel very strongly that people should not be paying more on their car tabs than they should, and they should only be paying what's the most current and accurate valuation of their car. We have every reason to believe that we can fix the valuation system, return $780 million back to taxpayers, and yet still keep light rail on track, and that's what my bill will do.
Pelliciotti's bill throws out the obsolete valuation system ST3 has been using and moves to a newer one that even opponents admit is more accurate. Taxpayers who have overpaid under the old system will be eligible for a credit, and as you heard, lawmakers expect ST3 projects will still be able to continue on pace, even with the reduction in car tab revenues. In Olympia, I'm Dan Frizzell.